Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast, and I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me as always is, Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah.
Yes.
What's our contact info?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's thebroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And it's been a very... This week has felt like a very long year.
Yes.
The last couple of weeks has felt like a very long year.
I think this entire year has felt like 10 years.
I've aged so much.
I'm not going to lie, girl. I'm starting to see wrinkles on my face.
What?
Yes. Yes. Oh, man. I just got some like, I don't even want to like say it because I feel like now you're going to notice them. But yeah, I mean, I really do. And I don't know if maybe it just happened and I just haven't noticed, or if this year really is actually aging me. I haven't noticed gray hair yet, but I have noticed. I'm like, oh, 28 and a half. Is this what happens?
I think this is what happens when we're living in the middle of a pandemic and just everything that's going on.
Yes. This has been a crazy week where with all the protests and stuff,
mm-hmm.
depending on when you're listening and such.
It's been really heartbreaking to see all the pictures and all the stories and everything going on.
The videos. Yeah. It's been heartbreaking to say the least.
And it's really, like, in my mind, I don't understand how people can just stand by and make it about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, oh, lives matter. It's like, well, no one's saying that yours doesn't. It's just we're saying that there are people suffering right now and they need help.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We're here to try to help our brothers and sisters. So I stop think making it about you.
Unfortunately, a lot of people can't open their eyes to that,
mm-hmm.
and have been brought up and raised a certain for as many years, mm-hmm. for this amount of time, and just can't see the other side of it.
No, they're like, oh, well, this is what life is like. It's like, sure, for you,
mm-hmm.
but it's not all like that. Like, I mean, there's a lot of things that people take for granted, and that's why that word privilege gets thrown around. It's like, well, you have this privilege. You don't realize that you never have to worry about, you know, walking down the street at night.
Yeah.
We all worry, like, okay, what if somebody tries to mug us or whatever, but you don't have to worry about, you know, somebody who's there to protect you, or just your random neighbor calling the cops on you in your own neighborhood or something
like that.
Yeah,
or if you're at a dog park or
wherever.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of those, like, and I've had people, like, I've been picked on and I've had comments thrown my way because of my race,
mm-hmm.
but I have what is called passing privilege, to where I'm pale enough to where you can't tell what I am.
Yes. And what are you?
I'm Mexican.
Mexican. 100%?
Okay. I mean, mostly. Hispanic, mom and dad were born and raised in Mexico. Their parents were born and raised in Mexico. Their parents were born and raised in Mexico. I have French in me, which I think came around when France was trying to take over Mexico and all this other stuff, Cinco de Mayo stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But I am part, you know, obviously French and Spain and all that. But, like, my belief system, my traditions, my heritage, all of it stems from being Mexican. And I'm first generation. Parents came here from Mexico. Mexican.
Yes.
But I am passing. So, like, if someone were to glance at me real quick, like, you can't tell what I am.
No, yeah.
Like, some people are like, are you white? Are you Greek? Are you Italian? Are you whatever?
You've gotten Indian, too, before.
Yeah,
you?
I've gotten Indian and Saudi Arabian as well. I'm kind of a mixed bag, I guess, when it comes to looks.
No one knows. You're just so mysterious.
What's the word? There's a culturally ambiguous.
Ambiguous, yeah.
Yeah, very ambiguous. But, like, if I look at my uncle, for example, my mom's brothers, and my mom's pretty tan. My dad is where I get my whiteness from.
Mm.
My mom's pretty tan. Her father, my grandpa, was really dark, too. And all her brothers are really dark. You can tell immediately. However, because people just kind of don't, they just make assumptions based on what you look like.
Oh, yeah.
And they're usually, like, very vague stereotypes. Like, my uncle, unless you hear his name and his accent, like, he's gotten stopped at the airport multiple times because they think he's Muslim.
Oh.
And he's like, I'm Jesus. Like, my name is Jesus. Like, I'm like, no, but also I'm here legally. Here is my documentation. So it's always a lot of that. Like, okay, I have to do all these things and have to have all these things ready and be ready for any kind of confrontation or whatever it is because of these things. And I mean, there's a lot of stuff that I don't know firsthand because I do have this ability to pass.
What'd you call it? Passing what?
Privilege.
Passing privilege. I've never heard that before.
They also, that comes into terms with, like, I heard it said once with a trans woman who she started the process very young. So she looks very, very feminine.
Oh.
So she's like, I have passing privilege. Like, you, like, I don't have any masculine features anymore.
Oh, but she was born a male.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And so nobody could tell. They think I'm a cis woman,
mm-hmm.
but I'm in fact a trans woman. So I don't have that, like, people yelling nasty things or
staring at her,
or saying horrible things because they don't know. So yeah, I am able to pass, but I have experienced my own fair share of things, and it's not, it's hard to explain. Like, I've had to even explain to people that are kind like similar, like they're part Mexican or part whatever. It's like, well, like even with the Confederate flag, I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to tell you not to have it, but I don't like to associate with people who, you know, wield that flag.
Mm-hmm.
Reason being is, like, since I was a little kid and I had explained this to my friend, it's like, I was told to fear that flag. Like, my dad, you know, when he first came to this country, he encountered a lot of racism, especially when he was learning the language and stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of people wielding that flag. And so when I was little, he said, if you see anybody with that flag and they try to come near you, run away.
Oh, wow.
Because he's like, you don't know what they're going to try to do or say or whatever towards you. Like, and so my thought immediately was, that's scary. Like, let's stay away from that. Because of, you know, even if it's not the majority of people who, it's like, I'm not racist, but this is my heritage. It's like,
yeah.
I mean, the heritage of a lot of German people was, you know, Nazi Germany, but they're not showing that proudly. And I, like, even the argument's like, well, that's different. They killed millions of people. I'm like, yes, but this flag has not been a symbol of unity or
love.
And it's funny because most of the people who love this flag complain about snowflakes and participation trophies. And let's be honest, you're wielding around your participation trophy in the Civil War. You lost, man. That's your second place trophy. Like, you didn't win. Saw that meme and I thought that was funny. But people don't understand that because they don't experience something themselves, that it doesn't exist. That it doesn't exist.
That's what a lot of people think. Yeah. I mean, and I am, because of all this, definitely learning a lot and doing research. And, you know, I'm really appreciating, like, the different podcasts and the different videos, especially, like, on Twitter or even, like, TikTok, or, like, the weird outlets that you wouldn't think about learning all of this stuff. I feel like have been very good tools for me because I, you know, am privileged and maybe didn't even know I was, or the reasons why I were, the reasons why I was called privileged and this, that, and the other. And so I am learning a lot because of this, which is good. And damn, I missed a lot in history class. Like,
Well,
I'm not gonna lie. I mean, even, like, I'm terrible at school. I never was good at school in any subject whatsoever, except for, like, maybe physical education or so, you know, something. But, like, the history classes and everything, like, damn, I should have paid attention more because there was a lot I didn't know.
Well, there's a lot that's not taught in
schools. There is a lot
stuff
that's not taught, too. Yeah, of course.
I think I saw someone post about it. Like, you're saying, like, you're finding all this information through different outlets. And I know people joke about memes, but there are pictures and posts that are coming out there that are making it short and sweet and simple to really describe what's going on or to make it easy for somebody to understand.
And that is very helpful for me. You know, like, memes are like videos of just to the point,
explaining things
or, like, different questions that people are, I mean, there's a lot of white people asking African Americans, like, okay, well, just, you know, and I know it's not their job to or anything, but like, for me, it's so helpful for them to just sit down and be like, this is what's going on. This is why, because if I learned it in school, I sure as hell didn't retain it.
Right.
Or thought it was just history and history is history. And I was ignorant and never thought it was going to repeat itself and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Or I was never taught it.
And that's, like, going to your point where it's like, it's not somebody's job to necessarily teach somebody. And I've had people say that, like, people of color and, like, friend groups and stuff and in conversations I've seen on Facebook, and I eventually had to delete them because they went a little overboard. But they're like, it is not our job to have to explain these things to people. It's like, you know what? We shouldn't have to. It sucks that we, that, like, you know, that this is put on us. But if you want to see change, you need to speak up. You need to not condemn somebody because they don't know. You need to teach them, especially if they're willing to learn.
Yeah, I think that's a huge thing, especially mm-hmm. right now. I think mm-hmm. a lot of people are willing yes. and wanting to learn. And so people that have been posting on their stories, like, here are articles to read, here are podcasts to listen to, here's, you know, mm-hmm. all of that kind of is so helpful for me, because I feel like people who are privileged have to be in that mm-hmm. right mind space and want to actually learn, or they're not going to learn. And so I think people who are like, you should have learned this, or you should already know, like, yes, maybe I should, but I'm sorry I didn't. And I'm sorry either I was never taught, or I just didn't pay attention well enough. But hey, I'm in the mind space of now I want to learn. I want to know.
We
want to
make change.
Exactly. And so I think you're right. And mm-hmm. you shouldn't, you know, even if you don't want to teach them yourselves, like, you are like a perfect example of like finding information and being like, right. hey, just here is this, here's
like,
this.
Like, you know what? I'm not going to, but check out this blog, check out this podcast. You know, yeah. these people can explain it better, or I honestly don't have the mental or emotional space right now to try to teach you.
Which is totally fair.
Yeah. Well, I get it. It is a very tiring time. Like, we're getting older here. We're not even, you know, we're aging 10 years now here in yeah. this last year because of everything that has been going on, from murder hornets to pandemics.
Oh my gosh. Oh, right. What else? Ay-ay-ay.
But I do want to like also point out, like, when people hear the word privilege, they feel like it's an attack on them. It's like, oh, you're privileged. It's like, no, that's not the point. It doesn't mean that you've never suffered in your life. It doesn't mean that you've never felt pain or had anything bad happen in your life. It just means that when someone has white privilege, that you've never been denied something or been looked at badly because of the color of your skin.
Yeah, which I'm learning. I mean, yeah. there are some videos that I've, like, there's been a lot of examples that I would have never thought about mm-hmm. in a million years. And so for me, it's really helpful. Like, I didn't even know what privilege was really mm-hmm. until all of this, you know, right. and I didn't know specific examples that would never cross my mind. Like, right. one guy said, like, have you ever like gotten in an elevator and then just gotten off just because you didn't want anyone else to feel uncomfortable? And that I've never right. felt, like, little things like that, to where I'm like, wow, like, that is wild. That's mind blowing to me.
Right. That these are the things that people have to think about.
Yeah. And it's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking. And it's like, I'm so sheltered and kind of in my bubble and born and raised, you mm-hmm. know, and certain, like, for people to have to deal with that, it like breaks my heart. And like, there are people that, like, I wouldn't, if you got an elevator with me, like, just because of your different race or whatever, like, I would mm-hmm. never think I'm in harm's way at all.
Right.
Right. And so it's like, people, like, my thinking, like, I never thought that. And so I was mm-hmm. like, wow, like, I wish people had my kind of, like, not like naive kind of way of, like, I would never think just because you're a different race you were in.
No, you're the person, like, and we've talked about this, like, someone has your trust until they prove that they don't deserve it.
Yes.
So you're just genuinely, like, open and love everyone the same.
Yeah.
Just, like, straight off the bat. And unfortunately, people don't have that.
A lot of people
don't. And it's hot. And I've also gotten in fights with, like, friends of mine, like, they're saying, well, like, race, there's not as much racism as there, like, as people think there is. We're not as racist as everyone just wants to yell out racism. Like, because we have to yell.
Yeah.
We have to make a scene, because otherwise nothing's going to change. Like, we've had many people protest what, quote unquote, you know, civilly, or, you know, just not as, you know, hectic or whatever. But that was condemned too.
Yeah.
It's like, you're just putting them down when other people have done the same thing. Like, Colin Kaepernick was not the first person to take a knee mm-hmm. during the anthem. Freaking Tim Tebow did, because he wanted to stop abortions. But that was OK. And mm-hmm. this is actually something that is hurting a giant population of the country.
And it sucks that this is like how, because this is how it's getting attention, mm-hmm. more attention now.
Yeah.
And, like, I will be the first to admit it. Like, when he took a knee, I supported him. I was like, dude, dope. But I was never like, okay, now I must educate myself further.
Right.
Like, it had, and that's part of my problem. Mm-hmm. But then it's also go back to the thing where, like, you get my trust no matter mm-hmm. what race, no matter what gender, no matter what size, like, and I am understanding a lot of people are not like that.
Right. I feel like it's a learned thing. To have these biases and, like, racist tendencies. And it, For the people that are like, well, white people are not the only races. No, there I've met many people of many races that are very racist, even to their own people. I've heard some old people say some horrible things about their own race. And
right.
It's like,
oh.
Yes, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that, unfortunately, in this country, there is still this divide. And it doesn't just end at, you know, police brutality. It ends, you know, there's also a divide on how many people get arrested versus their white counterparts. Like, for the same drug charge, somebody might get, like, 10 years, while this other person gets 6 months or probation.
Yeah.
It's stuff like that. It's because of these biases, and we need to look past them because they are taught behaviors that are not good.
Not at all. I know.
So it's been really hard to stay quiet, mostly because I'm trying to collect my thoughts, and I'm trying to educate myself, but at the same time not overload myself to the point where, like, it's right now... I agree that we should all be trying to do something, but I also think that if it's going to be bad for your mental health, your emotional well-being, it's like, take a step back. It's totally fine. People that are complaining, like, everyone needs to be doing everything.
It's been like, a lot.
Okay, if you can, that's great, but we're in the middle of a pandemic. Like, the whole world is going to hell in a handbasket.
Yeah, and I've felt pressure from posts from... strangers, from posts from my good friends, of if you're not saying anything,
you're not posting multiple times,
that's not good. Being quiet's not good, but also don't post stuff if you don't actually know what you're talking about.
Right.
And like, so that's been a really big balance for me of what to post, if I should post, now I feel like I can't post anything besides that kind
right.
of, you know, so it's like, it's a, which I get, because I don't want to hurt anybody else's feelings even more, but then it's, you know, but then I appreciate other people who are like posting, like, okay, here's my baby, just like a nice, like, kind of like, okay, this isn't like, you know, just like a cleanse for a sec of normal, like your normal life, or like, here's, you know, I don't know. So it's been very interesting, different, challenging. For everyone, probably. But if you have to put that phone down, put that computer down, take a nap,
that's
something.
Honestly, anything that kind of gets your, I don't want to say like get your mind off of it, because I don't think we should like completely, like we're not forgetting this.
No.
But you need breaks. We are human beings and we need breaks from this. Whether you're protesting like every day, you know, and if you can't anymore, just go home, like make yourself a nice meal, take that hot shower. Like even if it's the cheesy, like, self-care, like I went and did like the foot mask and the face mask the other day.
Oh yes.
And just like sat there and just watched cartoons,
spa day,
basically my own mini spa day, because I'm very tired.
Oh yeah, I haven't watched the news so much in my life. I mean, I guess in the past 4 months,
right?
And so I'll watch the news for like an hour or two maybe, and then I'm like, okay, I need to watch something trashy, or I need to watch Wheel of Fortune now, or something. Something mindless.
We're basically living in a real freaking, not horror movie, but disaster movie.
Yeah. The people who are going to have, I've seen the tweets, like people are going to have to learn the year 2020 in history class. Like, whoa, they got a lot cut out for them so far. And we're just in June. Knock on wood, hopefully.
Yeah, and hopefully they do depict it for what it has been, what it really is, not the whitewashed. Because, like, even, like, there's a lot of stuff in school that is not either taught accurately or just BS. Like, Christopher Columbus never even set foot in America, for example.
Oh.
There's, like, a whole, like, backstory why they even started with that. But he was actually a very horrible human being that wiped out a whole race of people.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's
See,
just,
I didn't know that.
Exactly. There's all these things that we do just out of complacency, and they kind of like skim over or kind of whitewash everything. And it's just...
I wonder why they do that.
I don't know. Maybe to make it more palatable, to make it...
complicated or less scary?
With Christopher Columbus, I think it was something like they wanted to find, like, when everybody was coming in, like immigrants and stuff to the United States, they wanted to like really highlight an Italian or something. And like, they just kind of fudged a story.
Make him look better.
And it just kind of stuck, and nobody really researched and took care of the rest. But that's why everyone kind of, not kind of, but everyone, Columbus Day comes around, they're like, no, we're not celebrating this, because he did a lot more harm than good. And that's why everyone kind of is like, hey, let's celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day. Because they have suffered so much and contributed so much more to our country than Christopher Columbus ever did.
Damn, look at Vicky dropping the knowledge.
Some knowledge. But basically, the whole point of this episode is that we just wanted to say that we're all with you. We understand it is a very hard time.
Yes.
For many reasons. Take a break. Rest. Eat. Make sure you're drinking water.
Make sure you're drinking some wine. Right. If that's your thing.
But if you're at home, like because you're working from home or because you got laid off, make sure, you know, sometimes if you're really in that really crappy place, what like the checklist is, have you eaten anything in the last hour, like a couple hours? Have you had any water? Have you showered today? Sometimes just making showering. Your bed helps so much, like, or doing like one little thing like that makes you feel like you accomplished something.
Do like, I would say 50 burpees in a row, but 50 is a lot more. Like, do maybe 20 burpees in a row, mm-hmm. and then you're just going to feel exhausted. Mm-hmm. So then for me, like, that helps take my mind off stuff if right. I'm physically exhausted. So, like, go for a run or, like, do 112 jumping jacks plus some push-ups.
Enjoy the sunshine. Like, vitamin D helps a lot. I think we're having a really nice day today. In the next couple days, we're kind of now transitioning to that summer type weather.
Yeah.
So definitely try to get out there, walk around.
Yeah, pretend you're a dog. Throw a tennis ball, go run after it. Throw it again, run after it.
Ride a bike.
Sometimes you got to do what you got to do because gyms are not open still. Right. So
just set like a kiddie pool and just kind of sit in it in the sun.
Dude, that'd be dope.
That's actually pretty fun.
Lounge in the kiddie pool with a margarita.
Yeah, just take care of yourself.
Yes.
But we will see you guys next time.
Bye.